Well, let's replace the Space Mountain music with more appropriate, since it is Halloween time tomorrow, right? October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some... we're going to leave the land of Tomorrowland and go hang out over here in, Haunted Mansion Land. Because, if you've seen lately, we've got all those crazy Haunted Mansion videos. Have you seen any of that?
I have. They're awesome.
Yeah? Do you like them?
You made an appearance in the last one.
Yeah, that was a surprise appearance, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like that one?
Yeah, it was great. We're all getting involved now. Now, Deb, you got to come down and be interviewed. Quick. Quick, Andy will put you in.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true, because Liana is in the video. He's got all of your stuff digitized in there. We just hadn't picked out all the little bits and bytes yet, and I just wanted to save you. There's going to be a third iteration of that Haunted Mansion video, and I should say that what we're talking about is there's an all-new version of our Haunted Mansion story, which is now the Haunted Mansion Special Edition. My editor, Andy, editor/associate producer Andy, is in the other room, two doors down from me right now, on our edit bay number 3,
and
he's been working since about 8 this morning, and it's about 7 o'clock now, so almost 12 hours now. I'm sure he won't leave here until 9 or 10, and he's been doing all the editing. He's putting you in. We've got Noah from Bat's Day coming into our studio in Anaheim on Thursday, so we're going to be interviewing him. He's our final interview for the Haunted Mansion Special Edition. That includes, of course, you know, everybody from Thurl Ravenscroft's Ex Atencio, Alice Davis, all the wonderful big legends, Bob Gurr, and then in addition now we're adding in the late Harriet Burns, Blaine Gibson, Jeff from Doom Buggies, and Liana, and even
That's
me.
Funny to put me in that group.
Well, there's like the historical section in the beginning, and then towards the end we're kind of talking about, you know, what the Haunted Mansion means to folks today, you know, why it has such a following, those types of things. And we wanted, you know, people that are heavily involved in the Haunted Mansion and you know, someone like Jeff that really knows the history, I mean, where he's talking about the Hatbox Ghost and just things that people really want to know about. So that's why everybody from our time is in there. And I'm just in there because I have a huge ego, so I needed to be in there. Other than that, I wouldn't be in there at all, but I had to get myself in there, of course.
Well, I'll have you know that my little ego was very, very happy to be invited to be on the video as well.
Yeah. let's see. Brian says, you have to ask the Bat's Day rep, why they have their event in the middle of the summer. That's true.
Yeah.
Bat's Day is crazy because you wear all black. It's like a gothic kind of deal, which is, it's cool, and you wear all black, but they have it like in August, so it's a little rough. I went there in 2005, and we did a bunch of filming because we still have a Bat's Day DVD in the works, and we've been shooting it, I guess, for 4 years now, and we needed Noah, so now Noah's coming in, and he's going to have a role in the Haunted Mansion special video, and then later, maybe next year or sometime, there'll be a Bat's Day DVD as well.
Good.
Yeah, but it's going to be really cool. So you can go on the podcast feed right now, and I think it's had over 2,500 downloads so far since we posted it on Saturday. And it's about, there's one short one that's about 2 minutes long, and there's a little bit longer one that's about 5 minutes long that kind of really goes into more detail and kind of gives you a good tease into what it is and also shows you backstage footage that we have at Disneyland, and we just showed a little taste of it so you could kind of see what's there. And there's also another very, very, very famous Imagineer that we have yet to announce that's in it, and we have yet to announce, yet to show this person in the podcast and in the video feed. So it's going to kind of unfold a little bit more as we go through here, but we just kind of want to keep feeding you stuff and kind of getting you excited about it, because there's something happening on, in about, what, a 10 days, October, right? Mm-hmm. What's going
October
on?
11th.
October 11th. What's happening on that day?
We are having a party to celebrate the release of the Haunted Mansion Special Edition DVD. We're
nice.
Going to have a cocktail party, and we're going to have a dinner party, and we're going to get to watch the DVD.
Yeah, and it's actually going to be at Extinct Attractions headquarters for the first time. Was, you know, we've had our Haunted Mansion event. We had it at the Haunted Mansion with Doom Buggies, which was really cool. And then we had our other events at the Holiday Inn, which was fun. But now we have a space, so we're having not hundreds and hundreds of people over, but we're probably going to have about maybe 20, 25 maybe people. Not a very big group, just kind of an exclusive group that really wants to come in, come into the studio. You know, we're going to have food, we're going to have drinks, we're going to have some tables set up, we're going to have a big projector, and Andy is going to talk, our editor, who's making the darker version of the new Haunted Mansion, and you'll see it's pretty scary if you look at it. Of course, very Disney and whatnot, nothing out of the ordinary, but it's just a little bit scary than before. And then, of course, we've got... your chance to purchase the DVD on that date before anyone else can buy it, and meet Kristen 2.0 and Disney legend Bob Gurr will be in attendance. And we had 10 slots for a special VIP party that's going to take place at 4:30. The event starts at 6. That's all sold out now, but there are 10 lucky people that bought tickets early enough, and they'll be coming in and having a private reception with Brian Summer, Bob Gurr, and cocktails, and I'm sure lots of stories. And I'm going to try to have it right here in this room because there's enough space, and this is where my bar is. So I hope that we can podcast a little bit of it if Bob will agree. So that would be really, really cool.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fun that day. And then at 6 o'clock, that's when our general tickets are still on sale. I think we've got maybe about 18 of them left. So between now and then, if you want to pick some of them up, Brian, it's Saturday the 11th. Saturday.
Well, I fluttered around in my little social butterfly way, and I posted on all the boards about the event, so we'll get some more sales that way.
Yeah, and what we're doing is we're going to be raising money for funds to, lower-income folks in Anaheim with families that need Halloween costume money and different things like that. Because, I mean, the last thing when you don't have a lot of cash, you're going to end up having to wear a blanket or something like that, or, you know, it's putting a bag on your head. It's not going to be that fun.
Halloween costumes are not cheap.
No, I mean, even if you just go to Target and you get, like, you know, you want to be Rainbow Bright. I mean, I was looking at that one for myself, but... you know, whether I'm going to be Rainbow Bright or one of the Smurfs, I don't know. It kind of always is a toss-up every year, which one I choose. But there's still...
a Smurf. Ryan's already hefty Smurf.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I could be He-Man again.
Okay.
But it's about $15, you know.
Yeah.
$15, $20. And, if you got two or three kids, it's about $60. And then they want to get a couple other things, it could run into $100. You know, and then, how dumb do you feel if you're the only kid without a costume? You can't go to school, you can't do all the stuff, so we're going to knock all that down, and, you know, you guys are going to help us raise some money for that, and it's going to be awesome. So I'm very excited about that. So there are tickets on sale, and there's two ways to watch the video. You can either go on our podcast feed, which is just extinctattractions.com, go on the podcast feed, and then you can see them, or you can go to iTunes, and just in the little search box, just type in Extinct Attractions, and that'll come up. Or you can go on to our store and go under the Haunted Mansion DVDs, and that's where you can actually buy the ticket, and you can see a very, very high-quality version in Flash that looks just as good as it would if you were here. I mean, it looks really nice. The sound is perfect. The quality is great. So if you want to see a really high-quality version of it, you can go there, and all that, of course, is free to watch and, kind of see what we're doing. It's very exciting, though.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and you're going to be coming down, I would imagine, Liana?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yes, I will be there. You can't keep me away.
Good, and you're going to bring the husband and the kid.
I'm not bringing the kid.
Oh, okay, no kid, just the husband.
Yes, just the husband. The kid's too little.
You were Snow White one year, and you made your 6-foot husband be a dwarf?
Yep.
Oh, that's cute.
Nice. See, if you're not listening live, you miss out because you get to be inside the chat room with Brian Summer, quite a few other people, and depending on what chat room you're in, it's a lot of fun.
Yep. I don't think my husband's going to dress up this year. My daughter and I, we're going to be bees.
Bzzz. Maybe he'll just be a big pot of honey.
I went on the Halloween costume quest this weekend. I got her outfit first, and I'm like, I want to be a bee, because last year we were pumpkins. We were a mama pumpkin and baby pumpkin.
That's cool.
So I found a bee costume for me that wasn't too expensive, but the bad thing is that I guess bees can be round like a bumblebee, but I don't want to be a round bee, so I have started a diet.
So you're going to be a skinny bee. That's good.
I want to be a skinny bee.
All right. Well, we'll look for the skinny bee to come out, and that'll be fun. Now, the wolves are awake. Now, real quick, does anybody know how to get your cat not to kill mice?
I think that's kind of an instinctual thing, isn't it?
Because all of a sudden, this guy's mice cat Scooter has decided, like, last night, it was 4 mice. He brought one in the house, one by the barbecue, one by the trash, and one out by the back door. And I'm like, I've never seen mice around my house at all, ever. I think he hops the wall to where, like, the common area is, and, like, he stands up on the wall, and he jumps down on them, and he hops back up, and he brings them to me. And I told him I don't want them.
Yeah, that's a typical thing, that they bring gifts. But,
yeah, I'm done with that. Like, he just, first he did one or two, and now he's, now those 4 in a day, and I have to scoop them up, throw them in the trash. I have a big mice, dead mice pile in my trash now. It's not fun.
Ooh, I don't blame you, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're cute little like, gray furry mice. They're not, like, huge giant rats or anything like that, but geez.
Still, and that's not healthy for the cat either. I mean,
Disney Indiana says his dog dropped a baby rabbit on his wife's feet.
Oh, that's horrible. And I'm sure the dog was all proud.
Well, Scooter was really happy. I mean, it's just like, I don't understand what the deal is with that. I was just wondering if anyone had any suggestions on how to curb that, but short of giving him to the pound, but I wouldn't do that. He's a good guy. I mean, he usually keeps spiders away. That's usually his job, is he eats all the spiders, and I don't have a problem with that, but...
He's moved on to bigger
yeah,
prey.
I don't know what he's going to bring back now. So, anyhow, why don't we get Brian off the couch again and move on to our next happy segment here, the email bag of fun. So let's find Brian, and I know he's in the chat room. He's going to get up soon. He's putting that scotch down. He's going to get up. Here he comes, stumbling up to the microphone, Mr. Brian Summer.